Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning, the search continues for a suspect who led Durham police on a high-speed chase and injured a police officer. We're breaking down the timeline of events and what we know so far.
Breaking news in Raleigh. Police are searching for the suspect in an early morning stabbing. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there on scene as police investigated.
And today, a little bit of cloud cover, but temperatures should be similar to yesterday, 83 degrees, and we stay dry. But of course, for Friday night into Saturday, the coastal low is going to bring rain and wind to the area. I'll show you what to expect.
And this is a live look at the General Assembly in Raleigh this morning, where lawmakers will vote on a $30 billion budget proposal. We'll break down what's included and how it will affect you. Welcome in on another beautiful morning. Happy Thursday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Yeah, before that wind and rain that Elizabeth was talking about for the weekend, we do get one more day with a little more cloud cover. Elizabeth Gardner back checking back in with her on how this day is shaping up and what's to come.
We'll take a live look at Fayetteville, and you can see a good bit of cloud cover here. Of course, we're starting to see that cloud cover streaming up from the south as our low pressure system starts to develop. That's going to affect us mainly late Friday into Saturday. So a great start here in Fayetteville, but temperatures are in the mid 60s. Our dew point creeping up a little bit as we start to see more of this moisture in the atmosphere. Our dew point should feel fairly comfortable today, but we do start to see it creeping up a little bit. 54 in Roxborough, it's 59 in Goldsboro, 60 degrees in Southern Pines. Our hour by hour forecast is from mid-70s at lunchtime and into the low 80s for highs this afternoon with some cloud cover lingering. 40% chance that this becomes a potentially subtropical system. That just means that it could have characteristics of a regular low and a tropical system. But the bottom line is the same no matter what. We're going to see rain heavy at times Friday night and into the first half of the day Saturday. The timeline on the arrival of the rain, the models are still not quite in agreement. Some of the models want to bring that in early to mid-afternoon, others during the evening, but it does look heavy at times. We're going to talk about our potential for flooding coming up in just a little while. It tapers off a bit Saturday afternoon, but maybe doesn't completely end. You can see some lingering rain here wrapping around that low by Saturday at 5 p.m. and maybe a sprinkle early set on Sunday morning, but Sunday looks much better. We should see increasing sunshine through the afternoon. It should be dry and just fine to be outside. Saturday is going to be the day that we'll feel the most uncomfortable. Windy with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Rain, especially in the morning, up to 2+ inches in some places on a high of just 68. Anthony?
Certainly a messy day there, Elizabeth, as we head into Saturday. Let's talk about what we're seeing on the roads this morning, because this area right now is kind of a mess. We're seeing this crash on I-40 eastbound at Aviation Parkway. We do have Sky 5 over the scene right now. It's certainly been a very busy morning. In fact, we got reports that this was actually a rollover crash just on the side of the road right there. You see, of course, the EMS vehicles, the cars very badly damaged there, with the people, thankfully, at this point looking like just kind of off to the side watching that. Notice, though, all of that backup, this stretches for miles and miles and miles. If you're headed in this direction, it is going to be very slow going this morning. Look at all of that traffic. So if you can plan to go around this here, that's going to be a good bet. We will continue to watch that, though, here as we go through this morning and have Sky 5 continue to fly over that. Here's a look at the current delays on I-40. About 8 minutes there, I-440 to US 1, Wade Avenue to I-540, about 9 minutes. But again, I think that one we were just showing you is going to be the big focus. So just make sure to be careful out there this morning. We will have another update for you in about 10 minutes.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Following breaking news in Durham, police there are trying to find a driver who led officers on two high-speed chases, getting into four crashes along the way. One officer was hurt during all of this. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Durham to walk us through all of this. There's a lot happening here, Laura.
Yeah, Michelle, that suspect still at large this morning. Durham police still searching for that person after he really caused some chaotic moments in Durham from east to south. Let's show you exactly where this began on East Pettigrew Street near Durham Tech and Briggs Avenue. Durham police attempted to stop a vehicle driven by a man with active warrants. As that suspect attempted to take off, he struck an unmarked police vehicle, causing the door of the patrol car to strike the officer's leg. A short time later, police received a call that the suspect had crashed his vehicle on Briggs Avenue near Person Street and was trying to carjack a pickup truck. He did steal that pickup truck and refused to stop for officers. The suspect then crashed at Briggs and Riddle Road and took off, once again crashing on Fayetteville Road at NC Highway 54. That's near South Point, where all of this wrapped up. We do know that officer was treated at the scene for minor injuries. We're still asking police this morning if they have a description of the vehicle that person could be traveling in. Right now, we know that warrants are out for his arrest. Laura Levine, WREO News, live in Durham.
Breaking news in Raleigh. Police are looking for the person who stabbed a man and cut a woman early this morning. The man is in the hospital with serious injuries. This happened just before 2 a.m. on Featherstone Drive. The victims told police the person came from a wooded area before the stabbing happened. We're working to learn more about the person responsible. More breaking news this morning. A four-year-old boy and his mother are dead after a crash in Moore County that left two others in the hospital. The crash happened on NC 690 and Morrison Bridge Road near Vass just before 9:30 last night. Troopers say the mother's car crossed the center line and hit an SUV head-on. The four-year-old died at the scene and his mother later died at the hospital. The driver of the SUV was also airlifted from the scene with serious injuries. A teenage passenger in the SUV was also hurt. Two sheriff's deputies and a suspected carjacker are hurt after a chase that spanned multiple counties and ended in a crash. A viewer sent WREL this video of a Halifax County deputy attempting a pit maneuver on a truck in Weldon. The sheriff's office says the driver stole that truck in a carjacking in Nash County. That led to a chase on I-95 and then onto Highway 158 in Weldon. It ended when the driver crashed into two Halifax County patrol vehicles. Two deputies went to the hospital with injuries. The suspect was ejected from the truck in the crash and at last check was in critical condition. The carjacking victim in Nash County also suffered head injuries. In just a few hours, lawmakers will vote on the state's $30 billion budget. The proposal includes tax cuts for everyone and pay raises for state employees and teachers. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now outside the legislative building. And Kelsey, today's votes come after months of intense negotiations.
Renee, good morning. That's right. Negotiations have been happening here at the legislative building for months about this budget, and today we will finally see a vote. Now, the deadline for the state budget was July 1st, so this spending plan is coming now almost 3 months late. And you may remember the holdup. Legislators couldn't agree on a plan to expand the state's casinos. In the end, that plan was removed from the budget. Tax cuts, pay increases for state employees, and more health insurance are all major parts of the spending plan. Another highlight is an increase in teachers' pay. First-year teachers will get a higher starting salary, while experienced teachers will receive an extra $1,000. But some educators say that still won't be enough.
Any increase is great and will improve our competitiveness. But right now, we really do struggle competing with other states for teacher salaries.
So what happens next? This budget should hit the governor's desk tomorrow, and Governor Cooper hasn't said anything about vetoing the budget, but even if he were to do that, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate, so they would be able to override it. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
The new budget would also double the driver's license renewal period, allowing North Carolina IDs to last 16 years instead of just 8. But there's a catch. According to the DMV, the change conflicts with federal rules for the Real ID. The Real ID law says states should not issue any licenses or IDs that are valid for more than 8 years. Now, if passed, in addition to the length of time between renewals, drivers would be able to renew their licenses online every time.
A firefighter is hurt and another person is also in the hospital after a fire in Fayetteville. Crews responded to the fire on Gibson Street around 2:45 this morning. Everyone was out of the house when they arrived, but one person was taken to the hospital for smoke inhalation. Crews were able to get the fire under control quickly. The firefighter who was hurt suffered minor injuries. The Red Cross is helping provide support for the people who live there.
Today, Durham City workers will again be urging City Council for additional pay and bigger bonuses. City workers plan to attend the Council's work session today. They are calling for an immediate $5,000 bonus for all employees making less than $75,000 a year. That's about 1,300 city workers, including police officers and firefighters. The president of the Firefighters Union says this is essential to keep enough qualified people on the job.
We're losing firefighters for resignations at an unprecedented rate. Literally every week, it's what firefighter quit this week? What firefighter turned in their gear this week because they can no longer afford to stay and do the job that they love to do?
Along with the bonuses, workers are asking for a minimum wage increase. To put this in perspective, starting salaries for firefighters at stations in Raleigh is $46,540, while the starting salary for a firefighter in Durham is about $5,000 less, just shy of $41,500. Today's work session starts at 1 at Durham City Hall.
Today, early voting begins for municipal elections in October. Voters will cast ballots for races in dozens of local elections, including Durham and Fayetteville. For the first time, voters will need to bring photo ID to the polling place. Anyone who doesn't have a photo ID can get one for free from the Board of Elections. Election day for the primary is October 10th. The general election is November 7th.
The devastation from natural disasters has skyrocketed the cost of insurance for homeowners and businesses, and some insurance providers are pulling out of some states completely.
The ripple effect that it's going to have on the greater economy is something that we've never seen before.
Straight ahead, we break down how climate change is impacting home insurance premiums coast to coast.
And this is not a call police get very often. A python found under the hood of a car will tell you how officers were able to get that huge reptile out.
And I'm tracking the development of a coastal low. You can already see some showers and thunderstorms off the coast of South Carolina, sending some clouds our way. Today, I'll show you what time we'll likely see the rain arriving tomorrow and how long it sticks around coming up.
You're looking live at Pinehurst and watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. No doubt it will be busy today with those pleasant temperatures and even with a little cloud cover. We will stay mostly dry. Elizabeth Gardner with when the rain will come. Not today, though.
It looks like tomorrow, most likely sometime in the afternoon or evening. And I'm going to talk about why there is a little bit of a difference in the arrival time there. But gosh, take a look around the area. When I walked in this morning, we had clear skies, pretty stars. But we're really starting to see the cloud cover streaming northward from that system trying to develop to our south. So Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking cloudy right now. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, that's our Fayetteville newsroom right there. The next system arrives on Friday. The computer models are now getting the short-range models, the high-resolution models, and they're still in a bit of a disagreement. You know, is it going to be mid-afternoon? Is it going to be closer to dinner time before the rain arrives? I would plan on mid-afternoon, and it may be a little bit later than that. The new thing this morning, the winds are looking stronger. Instead of gusts 30 to 35, looks like we could see some gusts on Saturday morning up to 40 miles per hour. We continue to trend drier for Sunday. And this is new too. Our chance of a tropical storm goes up at least on our probability model here, taking it to 80%. But it may end up being a subtropical system, meaning that it'll have characteristics of a regular low and a tropical low. What that means to us really is not that much. We're still going to see rain and wind no matter what sort of name the system gets. We start to see the rain working its way in late on Friday. Some of that rain is going to be heavy on Friday night and into Saturday morning. We have the chance a medium risk for some flooding from the Triangle area eastward late Friday into early Saturday. Gradually, that low starts to pull away from us Saturday afternoon. This is Saturday at 8 a.m., and you can see the rain sitting right across our viewing area. But by 5 o'clock, it's beginning to pull out, still maybe some lingering showers, and even a sprinkle possible early on Sunday, but expect partly cloudy skies and pretty pleasant conditions on Sunday afternoon. So if you're planning to head out to a festival like Mule Days in Benson, the weather looks pretty good on Sunday. Friday and into Saturday, Saturday. Again, we have a medium risk for flooding. We're looking at several inches of rain, especially along and east of I-95. Our chances for rain definitely kicking off during the afternoon and evening Friday. Heaviest Friday night through the first half of Saturday. And then we have the wind to deal with. We have just a low risk for power outages across our viewing area, but we could see winds gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour, possibly looking at gusts up to 60 miles per hour along the coast, and that's going to take us through the day Saturday. Rip current danger now high across most of the coast. That will continue through the weekend. We also have a heavy surf advisory for the Outer Banks already for the weekend. Hurricane Nigel continues to move northward into the North Atlantic. It's going to fizzle out, not going to be an impact for land. But the next system coming off the coast of Africa, 70% chance that one develops. It's going to be chilly on Saturday and Sunday, Saturday in particular, 68 degrees. It's the first day of fall, but it's going to be kind of wet, cool, and windy, and then some improvements starting Sunday into next week. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning. One big area that's been causing some big issues for us is I-40 eastbound at Aviation Parkway. Notice all of that red showing up right there. We actually do have WRAL's Brett Neese out and about. He's been checking out this scene. Brett, I know this has been pretty active here over the past couple of hours. Maybe in the clearing stages now, though. What are you seeing here live out there?
Yeah, Anthony, it looks like it is in the clearing stages. I know there's at least three cars and a truck that are involved all on the right shoulder there in the eastbound lanes across the highway from me. We have video from Sky 5 to show you what this backup looks like overhead from I-40 here at Aviation Parkway. And really, this is affecting both the eastbound and the westbound lanes. It's adding about a 15 to 20 minute delay to your commute if you use either side of I-40 near Aviation Parkway right now this morning. And it's all due to this incident, and it looks like a couple of incidents on the westbound side that I noticed on the way to this scene. So right now, this one that we're talking about, though, that has these four vehicles involved, it looks like it's in the clearing stages. A fire truck just left within the last 5 to 10 minutes or so. Right now they're waiting for, it looks like, either a tow truck or any other kind of first responders to show up to try to guide them through that process when an accident happens. But right now, 15 to 20 minutes is what it looks like it's adding to your commute, Anthony.
All right, Brett, thanks for that information. Great here to kind of hopefully hear that that's clearing up right now. Still plan for, of course, that delay in that direction. That's a look at all of the red showing up right there. We'll continue to watch this as we go throughout this morning, but I want to make you aware of that's what we're seeing out there on I-40. One other area to talk about here, at least the overview, if you will, on I-40, 7 minute delay there, I-440 to US 1 and Wade Avenue to I-540, about 9 minutes. So just plan for a little extra time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Four people are out of their homes after an apartment fire in Raleigh. This happened on Champion Court. That is just off of Avon Ferry Road. Officials tell us that two apartments were involved, one with heavy damage. No one was hurt. The fire is under investigation.
The end of the Hollywood writer's strike may be just hours away. CNBC reports writers and producers are near an agreement after meeting face to face for negotiations. The two sides are hoping to finalize their deal later today. The Writers Guild of America has been on strike for more than 100 days. The sources who shared the information with CNBC say they are optimistic. But if today's deal falls through, the strike could likely extend to at least the end of the year.
Climate change is cooking up a housing crisis coast to coast, and it could affect all of us, no matter whether you own or rent. And more than 6 million properties are already struggling with soaring insurance premiums or have trouble finding insurance at all. A new report projects another 39 million may soon face the same problems. That's the analysis from First Street Foundation, which is a nonprofit which researches climate risk across the U.S. Major insurers have already pulled out of or stopped writing new policies in California, Florida, and Louisiana, in part citing increased climate risks like wildfires and hurricanes. But it's not just properties in those states that are at risk.
Whether it be wildfire, wind, or flood, they have some level of significant risk from those climate hazards that makes them likely candidates for having either insurance premium increases in the future or potential pullouts of private insurance companies in their communities.
And there are also cities where all properties are vulnerable to sudden price adjustments. Those include Wilmington, Charleston, Savannah, and Atlantic City, New Jersey.
President Biden has ordered a federal coordinator to oversee the long-term recovery of East Palestine, Ohio, where a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in February. FEMA has been tasked with staffing the position. Part of their role will be to determine any needs in the community not addressed by the rail company Norfolk Southern. The EPA continues to oversee removal and disposal of toxic waste from the site. President Biden should be updated on the situation in the next 30 days.
A broken natural gas line shot flames into the air and set vehicles on fire in Atlanta on Wednesday. Look at this video. The fire started underground. The local gas utility said a contractor who was doing work on the line damaged it and a tractor ignited the flames. Crews were able to put it out and thankfully nobody was hurt.
We have a warning for you this morning about a dessert sold at Walmart that could lead to a serious allergic reaction. A recall has been issued for market-side chocolate chip explosion cake slices. The company that makes the cake says it's actually made with peanut butter, not just chocolate. The FDA says the label does not show peanuts as an ingredient, and there is no peanut allergy warning either. All of the cake slices have been pulled from Walmart's distribution centers. Take a look at this. Police in Wisconsin got an unusual call earlier this month when someone reported a massive python under the hood of their car. You can see officers trying to safely remove it. After they were unsuccessful, police drove the car to a local wildlife sanctuary where they were able to get the snake out. Officials say the owner of the car was not the owner of the python. No word on where it came from. AI is great for helping to write just about anything, but the auto-generated text could be stolen. Some of the world's most popular authors are suing OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. Coming up, what that lawsuit could mean for the future of the technology.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are in for another really nice day today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner following that, as well as some rain chances for our weekend.
Yeah, taking a look outside. This is a live look at Apex. Feeling nice out there. Temperatures starting off in the 60s. We're going to climb into the low 80s this afternoon. You'll likely notice a little bit more cloud cover today than yesterday. Our coastal low that's going to bring us the rain starting late tomorrow is already sending some clouds our way. Temperatures on the cool side, but pleasant in the low 60s, making for great exercise. Temperatures today will be in the mid-70s at lunchtime. We'll see a high in the low 80s. And even though it may be gray at times today, we're likely to stay dry. It'll be late Friday before we start to see some rain. Anthony?
It looks like a beautiful day out there today, Elizabeth. It looks like we're seeing here on our I-40 delay map, pretty good there in North Carolina, 42 to I-440. But notice there are some delays showing up here for a place like I-440 to US 1 this morning, about a 6-minute delay here that we're watching here currently. We also are seeing this crash in the clearing stages, but this is I-40 eastbound right around Aviation Parkway. There definitely is still going to be some congestion in there that we'll have to keep a close eye on here through this morning. Other than that, starting to get relatively quiet, but we'll continue to watch this here as we go through the next couple of hours.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Today, the $30 billion state budget will get its first votes in the General Assembly. This comes after months of intense negotiations among lawmakers. The end result includes tax cuts and raises for state workers and teachers. And this morning, a suspect is still at large after leading police on two high-speed chases, causing four crashes and injuring an officer. The chase started near Durham Tech and ended a short time later near South Point. Durham police say the injured officer was treated and is doing okay. Next on Fox 50, a search is happening right now for the person who stabbed a man early this morning in Raleigh. And next on Today, the fall fashion accessories you'll want to add to your cart.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A suspect is still on the loose after leading Durham police on a high-speed chase and injuring a police officer. We're breaking down the timeline of events.
And we're following breaking news out of Raleigh. Police are searching for the person who stabbed a man earlier this morning. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene as police investigated.
And today is going to feel a lot like yesterday. Highs will be in the low 80s. We'll see a bit more cloud cover, but boy, the changes start on Friday, bringing us an uncomfortable day Saturday with our coastal low moving through. I'll show you what to expect.
After months of negotiation, today lawmakers will vote on the new state budget. Coming up, who's going to be impacted the most by the spending plan and what could happen next?
It is 8:30. We appreciate you sticking with us on this Thursday morning. Happy Friday Eve. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, starting off a little cloudy, but it's going to feel really nice out there today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is standing by to tell us what we can expect for today. And then our weekend looking a little soggy.
Yes, it was so pretty this morning. We had gorgeous sunrise views and then the clouds kind of kept thickening up. That's because our low pressure system that's going to bring us some rain over the weekend continues to thicken up those clouds for us. So it's a great start here in Fayetteville and for most of the viewing area, but the temperatures are feeling good. Mid-60s for most of us. Our dew points crept into the 60s, so it may not feel quite as refreshing as it did yesterday, but it'll still be comfortable. 64 Fayetteville, 60 Goldsboro, 62 South Hill, so moving on up into the low and mid-60s right now. Mid-70s at lunchtime. Highs will be in the low 80s for this afternoon. Expected to be fairly cloudy today, but I wouldn't expect to see any rain. The rain arrives tomorrow. Our low pressure system continues to develop. There's a small chance that it could become tropical or subtropical. But the end story is the same. We're going to see rain rolling in. This is a look at one of our high-resolution models. This arrival time of the rain is a little bit slower. It's around 5 o'clock or the evening commute around the I-95 corridor and closer to dinner time as it arrives in the triangle. Some of the models are a little bit quicker than that, more like mid-afternoon. Just plan on that rain. It's going to be heavy overnight and into the day Saturday. There's Saturday at 8 a.m. And, of course, we'll push it on into the afternoon, continuing to see at least some scattered showers. Heaviest rain Friday night into Saturday, but still it's going to be windy and cool through the afternoon. Here's a look at Saturday at 5 o'clock, and you can see some lingering lighter showers. Sunday, we may see a quick sprinkle, but we'll see partly cloudy skies in the afternoon and feeling much better. If you need to get outside or have something to do and you can pick Sunday, Sunday will be okay. We're going to be windy on Saturday. Even Friday, the winds will start to pick up. It's Saturday, gusts up to 40 miles per hour. We'll see at least 1 to 2 inches of rain across the viewing area. In some places, it could be higher. I'll show you where coming up in just a few minutes, and Saturday is going to be a cool day with highs only in the 60s.
Breaking news, police in Durham are trying to find a driver who led officers on 2 high-speed chases, getting into 4 crashes along the way. WRL's Laura Levine breaks down this complicated investigation.
We're talking about a pretty chaotic chain of events happening here in Durham yesterday and into the overnight hours. Now, we know that suspect right now still on the loose. Let's show you exactly where this all began near Durham Tech on East Pettigrew Street and Briggs Avenue. Durham police attempted to stop a vehicle driven by a man with active warrants. As that suspect attempted to take off, he struck an unmarked police vehicle, causing the door of the patrol car to strike the officer's leg. A short time later, police received a call that the suspect had crashed his vehicle on Briggs Avenue near Person Street and was trying to carjack a pickup truck. He stole the truck and refused to stop for officers. The suspect then crashed at Briggs at Riddle Road and then took off once again, crashing on Fayetteville Road at NC Highway 54. That's near South Point, where all of this wrapped up. And as far as that Durham police officer, we know that he was treated at the scene for minor injuries. We're still asking police right now if they have a description they can share of the vehicle that that suspect can possibly be in. We know several warrants are out for his arrest. Laura Levine, WRL News in Durham.
And breaking news in Raleigh, police are looking for the person who stabbed a man and cut a woman early this morning. The man is in the hospital with serious injuries. This happened just before 2 a.m. on Featherstone Drive. The victims told police the person came from a wooded area before the stabbing happened. We're working to learn more about the person responsible. And more breaking news this morning. A 4-year-old boy and his mother are dead after a crash in Moore County that left 2 others in the hospital. The crash happened on NC 690 and Morrison Bridge Road. That's near Vast, just before 9:30 last night. Troopers say the mother's car crossed the center line and hit an SUV head-on. The 4-year-old died at the scene. His mother later died at the hospital. The driver of the SUV was also airlifted from the scene with serious injuries. A teenage passenger in that SUV was also hurt.
2 sheriff's deputies and a suspected carjacker are hurt after a chase that spanned several counties ended in a crash. A viewer sent WRL this video of a Halifax County deputy attempting a pit maneuver on a truck in Weldon. The sheriff's office says the driver stole that truck in a carjacking in Nash County. That led to a chase on I-95 and then onto Highway 158 in Weldon. It ended when the driver crashed into two Halifax County patrol vehicles. Two deputies went to the hospital with injuries. The suspect was ejected from the truck in the crash and, when we last checked, was in critical condition. The carjacking victim in Nash County also suffered head injuries. The state's $30 billion budget will be up for vote in just a few hours at the General Assembly. That's where you're looking live this morning. Today's vote comes months after intense negotiations. WREL's Kelsey Coffey explains this budget, what this budget includes. It includes tax cuts for everyone and pay raises for state employees and teachers, among other things. Negotiations have been happening here at the legislative building for months about this budget, and today we will finally see a vote. And the deadline for the state budget was July 1st, so this spending plan is coming out nearly 3 months late. You may remember the holdup. Legislators couldn't agree on a plan to expand the state's casinos. In the end, that plan was removed from the budget. Tax cuts, pay increases for state employees, and more health insurance are all major parts of the spending plan. Another highlight is an increase in teacher pay. First-year teachers will get a higher starting salary, while experienced teachers will receive an extra $1,000. Some educators say that still won't be enough.
Any increase is great and will improve our competitiveness, but right now we really do struggle competing with other states for teacher salaries.
So what's next? This should go to the governor's desk tomorrow. And Governor Cooper hasn't mentioned anything about vetoing this budget. But even if he were to do that, Republicans are in control of both the House and the Senate, so they would be able to override it. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, a first for the French Parliament. King Charles addressing senators and members of the National Assembly there in France. This is new video of King Charles arriving at the chamber. He is the first British monarch to address the French Parliament. In this historic speech, King Charles said the UK will always be one of France's closest allies and best friends. Now, this official visit to France includes a visit to a flower shop named after his mother, the late Queen Elizabeth II. His Royal Highness will wrap up his trip tomorrow with a stop in Bordeaux, which is home to a large British community.
Ken, thanks. Today, Durham City workers will again be asking City Council for more pay and bigger bonuses. City workers plan to be at the council's work session today. They are calling for an immediate $5,000 bonus for all employees who make less than $75,000 a year. That's about 1,300 city workers, including police officers and firefighters. The president of the firefighters union says this is essential to keep enough qualified people on the job.
Right now, we're going to struggle to fill the number of resignations and operations with the number that are currently in our academy. Those numbers are barely going to cover any the amount of resignations we've had this year, if they cover them all the way.
Along with the bonuses, workers are asking for a minimum wage increase. So how does this compare with other communities? Well, starting salaries for firefighters at stations in Raleigh, it's $46,540, while the starting salary for a firefighter in Durham is about $5,000 less, just shy of $41,500. Today's work session starts at 1 at Durham City Hall.
Well, the votes are in, and the 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus is heading to the finals of America's Got Talent.
82nd Airborne Division Chorus!
Yeah, they were excited. America loves them, and you can see their excitement on the stage. In a post-show interview, they described the butterflies they felt waiting for that announcement.
My heart was beating so loud, I couldn't even hear Terry talking. I was just waiting for him to say the results. I as soon as the results happened, you saw me shaking. Like, I was jumping up and down. Couldn't even control myself. Forgot I was in the military at all.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, they made it. They're one of 11 acts to make the finals. They'll perform live on Tuesday night on WREL, and we'll find out the next night if they win it all.
What an amazing journey for them. We'll see how far it goes. The Powerball jackpot is growing again. It is now $725 million after no one matched all the numbers for last night's drawing. The winning numbers, 16, 27, 59, 62, and 63. The Powerball was 23 and the multiplier was 3. So one person in North Carolina matched 4 numbers and the Powerball. They also played the multiplier, so that ticket is worth $150,000. The next drawing is set for this Saturday night on WRAL.
Well, coming up, there's an urgent need for adoptions at the Cumberland County Animal Shelter because of overcrowding.
We have to start considering euthanizing for space, and we just don't want to do that.
Coming up, how you can help find forever homes for these animals in need.
And the family of a North Carolina man who died after driving his car off a collapsed bridge while following Google Maps is suing Google for negligence. What they say the company failed to do that could have potentially prevented the accident.
And we'll take you live out to Clayton this morning. It's going to be another comfortable, nice day, but we do have rain on the way for the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that system for us. Welcome back on your Thursday morning, taking a live look at Sanford. No rain yet, still a couple clouds in the sky, but it's going to feel nice today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a look over Wilson. We're seeing some cloud cover. We saw that gorgeous sunrise this morning, though.
We did. Yeah, the skies were clear when I walked in really early, but we've really seen those clouds thickening up across the whole viewing area over the last few hours. And it's definitely gray here in Wilson, and all the cameras that I pull up look gray right now. And that's probably the way it's going to stay the rest of the afternoon, maybe a little peak of sunshine here or there. We're also looking at just a little bit of a light breeze. The whirligigs are spinning around, but fairly slowly here in downtown Wilson. That's going to be different. This time tomorrow, that wind is going to start to pick up. It's going to be breezy to windy overnight Friday night and for much of the day Saturday with our low pressure system moving up the coast. Right now, it's 65 degrees with a dew point of 62, so feeling comfortable. We'll climb into the low 80s for highs this afternoon, looking at 83 in Raleigh and Durham and 85 degrees in Fayetteville. Our tropical outlook, 40% chance that this develops into a tropical system or a subtropical system, but that's not going to have a huge impact on how things play out here. We'll likely start to see, this is a brand new run of the computer models, and I was expecting it to maybe start to speed up a little bit, and we're definitely seeing that. Some rain moving into our eastern counties easily around 5 p.m., and then around 7 or 8 o'clock into the Triangle area, becoming fairly heavy overnight. See those yellow and orange colors. Some of the models are a little bit faster than that, but I would just expect late in the day Friday into Friday evening to start to see those first rounds of rain moving through. This is 8 a.m. on Saturday, and we continue to have that heavy rain up until around lunchtime. Then it tapers off to lighter rain, but it's still going to be cool and breezy, fairly uncomfortable outside. You can see Futurecast here at 8 a.m., that rain rotating around on Saturday and still lingering at around 5 o'clock in some places, so just some scattered light rain. And then Sunday looks pretty good. Still some cloud cover in the morning, but becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon, so if you're headed out and about over the weekend, Sunday afternoon looks best. Here's a look at the rainfall potential with this. We're looking at probably somewhere between a half an inch and an inch around the Triangle, and then some parts of the viewing area, potentially eastern or southeastern or northeastern, could see as much as 3 inches of rain out of the system. Winds are going to be fairly blustery late Friday into Saturday, looking at some gusts up to around 40 miles per hour. Ocracoke could gust up to 60 miles per hour. So Friday, we'll start to see the rain developing. The wind begins to pick up. It'll be heavy overnight and into the first half of Saturday, when winds could be gusting up to 40 miles per hour. It's going to be a cool day Saturday in the upper 60s, and then much improvement on Sunday. Of course, that means that Benson Mule Day is maybe fairly wet to start with on Saturday. Today, not bad, cloudy, but 83, and then Sunday, partly cloudy and 78, but we'll see rain during the evening on Friday and for a good bit of Saturday. Football Friday, too. Some of that rain's going to develop before the games are over, and it's going to be cool with temperatures in the mid-60s. Shouldn't see any thunderstorms, though, on Friday. Saturday is the first day of fall. It's going to be cool at 68, but then some improvement for the second half of the weekend.
Elizabeth, thanks. An urgent manhunt is underway in Indiana after a murder suspect was mistakenly released from jail. 28-year-old Kevin Mason walked free out of an Indianapolis detention center 2 days after he was arrested on warrants related to a homicide in Minnesota. Law enforcement waited 6 days to alert the community of his release, calling it a tactical move as they tailed Mason's girlfriend who picked him up.
We thought it was to our advantage to follow her until we find where they have him. I'd rather no one get out of jail that's much less one charged with murder.
The sheriff's office says a clerk thought she was clearing duplicate bookings, which lifted two holds on Mason's file, leading to his release.
The Cumberland County Animal Shelter is waiving adoption fees to try to get the crowded shelter cleared. Officials say they fear they may have to euthanize animals if they're not adopted soon. They say overbreeding, hoarding, and strict landlord requirements are some of the factors leading to the influx in animals. Rachel Parks, who runs the Facebook page Friends of Cumberland County Animals, is helping connect pets with people interested in adopting.
If they adopt or rescue one animal, they're actually saving the lives of two. Because not just, okay, because that kennel opens up for another dog.
Adoption fees are waived for dogs over 30 pounds and over 6 months of age, as well as for all cats and kittens. That's in effect through next Tuesday.
New numbers show COVID-19 is not spreading as much as it had in previous months. Respiratory illnesses are making up a smaller percentage of emergency department visits, under 8%. Visits with COVID-like issues decreased, but flu-like symptoms went up. COVID in wastewater dropped more than 11% after steadily increasing. It's still higher than our January numbers, something experts are going to continue to monitor.
A North Carolina family is suing Google Maps for negligence after a man drove off a collapsed bridge while following the app's directions. Philip Paxson died last year in September when his car fell into a creek and he drowned. His family says he plunged off the collapsed bridge because Google Maps system never updated that the bridge wasn't repaired. According to the lawsuit, people had informed Google Maps of the collapse prior to Paxson's death, but the company never updated the information. Google says they are reviewing the lawsuit.
Some of your favorite writers have joined a class action lawsuit against OpenAI for copyright infringement. John Grisham, Jodi Picoult, and George R.R. Martin are among the 17 authors who joined the lawsuit filed in New York. It alleges that OpenAI illegally downloaded their copyrighted books. The lawsuit says the material was then fed into algorithms on ChatGPT designed to generate more human-like text responses. OpenAI has not commented on the lawsuit. Movie and TV news now. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Just know, after everything you've seen out there in the world, what are the Hunger Games for?
They're to punish the districts.
The latest trailer for The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, gives us more of a look at the dystopian nation of Pan Am, long before the original books and movies. Tom Blythe, Rachel Zegler, Peter Dinklage, and Viola Davis star in the prequel, which arrives in theaters November 17th.
Because I want to be here.
Sherry Shepherd has paused her daytime talk show, but not because of the writer's strike. A post on the show's Instagram account states Shepherd has tested positive for COVID-19 and will return as soon as she's cleared by a doctor. Shepherd's show is not a WGA show, which allowed Shepherd to continue hosting during the strike.
I've traveled around the world performing and choreographing. I was the obvious choice to mentor these kids because I was someone who had gone through what they're going through.
The documentary Lift looks at a remarkable ballet program for children affected by homelessness and their mentor, Stephen Melendez, trying to lift children out of the same shelter where he was a child. Filmed over more than a decade, Lift is in select theaters now and is available on digital platforms Friday. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Training camp for the Carolina Hurricanes begins today. The team will practice at PNC Arena in Raleigh and Invisalign Arena in Morrisville. The Hurricanes' first game of the regular season is only a few weeks away on October 11th. Preseason games start next week already.
Check this out. It's not something you see every day or anytime that you're at the beach. A manta ray rescued was caught on camera in Myrtle Beach. The ray appeared to get tangled in the boat's buoys. People on the boat jumped into the water to help free it. After a couple of minutes fidgeting with the rope, the crew was able to untangle and free the ray.
That's good to see. Well, workers at a Utah restaurant got a very big surprise from a pair of regular customers, a $10,000 tip. The owner of a Mexican restaurant in Salt Lake City says the customers and 20 friends came in on Friday night, and as they were leaving, they told him to gather his crew for a surprise. They were shocked when the customer pulled out $10,000 and $100 bills.
to see the tears coming down our waiter's face and how he was just full of gratitude, it was so cool.
We have an amazing team. We have a great cooks, cocineros, we have a great server. So every person in our team is important.
Wow, the group of friends has also been giving out $1,000 tips at other restaurants in the area.
Before we go to break, here's a look at the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic next.